Still here, still going strong at journalism.co.uk's News Rewired conference. The third breakout session that I went to was about social media and commenting. And I was very interested by the comments of Matthew Elchingham from the BBC, who I'm joined by now. And Matthew, we were hearing about how the BBC Have Your Say site, which received so many thousands of comments, plays a role in informing and influencing the BBC's journalism and news output. Can you just say a couple of things about how that works?
Listening to what the audience are saying and their examples and case studies of stories that they've experienced are hugely important. We have a team dedicated to managing both Have Your Say and looking at user-generated content across a wider platform. Now, it's certainly the case that what our audience is telling us about how they view a particular story or event does, at times, influence the way that we conduct our journalism and does feed into the editorial process. It's not in a direct linear way, but it clearly, you know, we're listening to what the audience are having to say. So, you know, a clear example, a very good example of that was when the Archbishop of Canterbury gave a lecture where he argued that some aspects of Sri law could and perhaps should be incorporated into UK law. We ran a Have Your Say a message board on exactly that subject. What did people think about the Archbishop's comments? And it elicited a huge response and a very angry response as well. So we were able to feed that back into the editorial news operation, informing programmes and bulletin editors that there'd been such a big response from members of the Church of England, even from vicars, who most of whom, there was a small minority who were understanding, but most of whom were quite angry about what he'd suggested. As a result of that, and other things as well, that influenced the way that story was reported, and it pushed it up from many bulletins, from being halfway down the bulletin to leading the story. And by the end of the day, at 6 o'clock, it was the lead story across the entire BBC's output.
I mean, I suppose it's part of traditional journalism, isn't it, that public opinion can move a story on, keep it in the public eye. I suppose one just additional question I'd be interested to ask from an operational point of view: how many people actually work on that site? I mean, it must be a big job to filter through the things that might be abusive or offensive, even though they're only a minority of comments.
Well, the whole team is a team of just over 20 journalists. They have a combined role of overseeing, managing and running the Have Your Say operation. The main focus of their work is around the collection, the searching for and the managing of user-generated content that we then incorporate into the BBC's kind of, you know, core journalistic process. And that operation, that kind of UGC operation, has completely transformed the way that the BBC does a lot of its journalism, particularly around big breaking stories. But it's no accident that the Have Your Say comment-based side of the operation, it works hand in glove with the user-generated content side of the operation.
Thank you.